My name's Charlie.
I'm speaking for our group. We had the grassy knoll, and basically what we should do is pave it into the skateboard park there. No, one of the some of the assets of that area, great open space. We saw it as a blank canvas to connect many of the places in the plaza. Great viewpoint with attractive surroundings on the days when you can see the mountain, be a great view of the mountain from there. Nice architecture surrounding the surrounding that area that adds to the environment. Good foot accessibility, and it exposes you to the function of the link, which creates a Tacoma identity because the link goes right through there. Basically a great green space. Some of the challenges of that area, no seating. There's a gravel between the green grassy area and the link line that's basically leftover space. It's not really set up at all for people to use. There's a safety issue with the link. I felt that there could be a shrub or some walls along there. There's a concrete structure in the middle of the grassy area that we weren't sure what its purpose was. And the sloping minimizes useful spaces for vendors or for seating. Looking at the 10 short-term things we could do, some flexible seating tables for chess or checkerboards, a safety buffer for the link so that people could use that space. If you were to bring kids up there, there's really nothing that keeps you off the track. Create a better connection between the plaza and the green space when you go across the tracks. There's a fence there keeping you from the plaza. Signing to explain the area, history, geography, what the views are. You basically have a great view of the train station from there and some of the other areas. A sculpture, a focal point that could also be used for kids and activity, a Vespa or a horse to climb on, sort of some activity on there. Pull this one down. Looking still at some short-term things, a drinking fountain or a dog watering fountain, thought of a place where, as there are more people living downtown, would be a place to walk dogs. Some kind of activity or event planning for that area, Tai Chi classes, senior stretch, dog training, art classes. Better lighting for that area. That's a concern with a lot of this area, so lighting for safety and aesthetics. If you were to grade that area, it would make it more useful for vendors gathering. It's a little too much slope at this point. Could be a focal point that creates shade, comfort, gazebo, watering fountain, seating. And that was our 10. And longer term solutions, we agree with group, who's our neighbors there, group 4, that you really need to narrow 17th to tie that to UWT. Talk about establishing a nonprofit to manage the system of the whole area. I guess it's kind of a broader comment. Safer interface with the light rail, I mentioned that. I think I'm repeating some of these things, grade the area to make more usable space. And use it as a point of orientation for other downtown destinations with the signage. I think that's about it. I don't think we talked about partnerships, but I think a lot of what's being said would be relevant.
Great. Thank you very much. That's great. Thanks.